Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 14th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Great debate. The new risk factor weighted clinical likelihood model is useful to estimate the initial pretest probability of obstructive coronary artery disease in individuals with suspected chronic coronary syndromes. The article presents the utility of the new risk factor weighted clinical likelihood model for estimating the initial pretest probability of obstructive coronary artery disease. The 2024 European Society of Cardiology guidelines recommend this risk factor weighted clinical likelihood model as the initial step for individuals with suspected chronic coronary syndromes. This model combines age, sex, symptom characteristics, 5 clinical risk factors, and coronary calcification data, when available, to provide a numerical estimate of pretest probability. Article number 2. Cardiac amyloidosis across the spectrum of left ventricular function, multimodal functional and prognostic insights. A study of 2,244 patients with cardiac amyloidosis demonstrated that many present with mildly reduced or reduced ejection fraction, not solely preserved ejection fraction as commonly perceived. The cohort included 557 patients with light chain amyloidosis, 392 with hereditary transthyretin amyloidosis, and 1137 with wild-type transthyretin amyloidosis. Recognizing cardiac amyloidosis across this full spectrum of left ventricular function, from preserved to reduced ejection fraction, is crucial for accurate diagnosis and effective risk stratification. Article number 3. Genetic evidence for GLP-1R agonists in non-ischemic heart failure. Glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonists demonstrate existing cardiovascular event reduction in patients with obesity and diabetes, alongside symptomatic and functional benefits in heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. This study employed drug-target Mendelian randomization using genetic variants in the glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor locus. The research revealed genetic evidence supporting the efficacy of glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor activation in non-ischemic heart failure. This genetic approach offers insights into mechanisms beyond glycemic control or weight reduction. Article number 4. Left-sided heart failure determines outcomes in patients with severe tricuspid regurgitation undergoing percutaneous repair. This study, using data from the EuroTR registry, found that coexisting left-sided heart failure phenotypes significantly determine outcomes in patients undergoing tricuspid valve transcatheter edge-to-edge repair for severe tricuspid regurgitation. The research stratified patients based on left ventricular ejection fraction into reduced or mildly reduced heart failure, below 50%, and preserved ejection fraction, 50% or greater. This analysis demonstrated the specific impact of these heart failure subtypes on 2-year all-cause mortality following the repair procedure. Article number 5. Prevalence and influence of cardiovascular kidney metabolic syndrome on outcomes after transcatheter aortic valve implantation. This study investigated the cardiovascular kidney metabolic syndrome in patients undergoing transcatheter aortic valve implantation. A retrospective analysis of patients from 2011 to 2024 diagnosed and quantified cardiovascular kidney metabolic syndrome using a simplified definition. The study established the prevalence of cardiovascular kidney metabolic syndrome in this patient population. Furthermore, it demonstrated the significant influence of cardiovascular kidney metabolic syndrome on adverse outcomes following transcatheter aortic valve implantation. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.